Divine Office. Sunday Evening Prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain. There he was transfigured before them.
Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips, and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your will in fullness forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Let your word, Father, be a lamp for our feet and a light to our path, so that we may understand what you wish to teach us and follow the path your light marks out for us.
Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain. There he was transfigured before them.
His face was radiant as the sun, and his clothing white as snow.
His face was radiant as the sun, and his clothing white as snow.
Preserve me, God. I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God. My happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and my cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, uphold those who hope in you and give us your counsel, so that we may know the joy of your resurrection and deserve to be among the saints at your right hand.
His face was radiant as the sun, and his clothing white as snow.
Moses and Elijah were speaking to him of the death he would endure in Jerusalem.
Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at.
Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men.
He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death on a cross.
Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Moses and Elijah were speaking to him of the death he would endure in Jerusalem.
A reading from 2 Corinthians. We beg you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you. On a day of salvation, I have helped you. Now is the acceptable time.
Now is the day of salvation. We avoid giving anyone offense so that our ministry might not be blamed. On the contrary, in all that we do, we strive to present ourselves as ministers of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Christ Jesus, hear our humble petitions.
For we have sinned against you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. A voice spoke from the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him."
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant.
From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. And holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel. For he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A voice spoke from the cloud, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Let us give glory to God, who is concerned for all of us. Let us call upon him and say,
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Giver of all gifts and source of all truth, give the fullness of your blessings to the College of Bishops.
And keep all those entrusted to their care, faithful to the teaching of the apostles.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Pour your love into the hearts of all who share the one bread of life.
That they may grow in unity in the body of your Son.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Help us to strip off our sinful selves.
And to be clothed with Christ, your Son, the new Adam.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
Grant that all may do penance and find forgiveness.
And so share in the fruits of Christ's redeeming death.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
May those who have died in your peace give you everlasting glory in heaven.
Where we too hope to praise you forever.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
And now we pause to express our own needs and those of our community.
Lord, save the people you have redeemed.
And now let us pray with confidence as Christ our Lord asked.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word, that with spiritual sight made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.